This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Hi, guys. First, let me say this. All names in this story have been changed. You'll understand why very soon. I don't want to go back to that time in my life and relive what happened. So, George and I met at a party. We were sitting next to each other on a couch, but we were both on our phones. I laughed at something I saw on TikTok. When I looked up, we locked eyes. He was looking at me, smiling. "It's been at least 3 years since I laughed like this," he said. We talked through the whole party. Later that night, we spoke on the phone. We met again the following day. We went to a Chinese restaurant for dinner and decided to start dating. There were reasons why it all went so quickly. We were both upset with our families for not paying attention to us. We were both lonely. We both got depressed often. We both wanted to pack our stuff and leave. And neither of us had been in a relationship in a long time. We quickly filled each other's lives. We were either spending time together, talking on the phone, or texting each other. If George didn't hear from me for 10 minutes, he'd text, "Carrot?" As you can guess, he called me that because of my hair. It wasn't very creative, and at first I thought it was cute. But after seeing the same message dozens of times a day, I started hating it. He wanted to know what I was doing at any given moment. Soon, I found out why he was acting that way. One day after school, my mom and I went to the hair salon. I was having a great time and forgot to check my phone. I had it on silent mode, so I didn't hear that he was calling and texting me. He started crying when I called him. Apparently, he was really worried. He knew that I was at the salon, but he kept asking me where I was. I told him, but he didn't believe me. He demanded more and more details to prove that I wasn't lying. This went on for the whole night. I got bored and stopped giving straight answers. He got even more angry and hung up on me. At 4 in the morning, I heard my phone ring. I thought I was dreaming. Nope, it was real. George wanted to FaceTime me. I got worried and answered right away. He was so drunk. I could only understand half of what he was saying. He was cursing terribly. He thought that I was cheating on him and that I was doing it just to hurt him. In fact, he said that was the only reason that I was with him. I was feeding off his unhappiness, and I knew that the quickest way to make him unhappy was by cheating on him. I was so shocked that I couldn't say anything. He hung up on me again. I lay down in bed. "I must have been dreaming," I said to myself. That thought calmed me down and I fell back asleep. I had a terrible headache when I woke up. I looked at my phone to check the incoming calls. Yes, George had FaceTimed me. I checked the time and the length of the call and realized it hadn't been a dream. We had just started dating. I wasn't in love with him or anything. We were just two teenagers flirting. I decided to end it. In fact, the relationship had ended by itself last night. I was walking to school and thinking of all this when all of a sudden I saw George. He said he wanted to talk to me for 5 minutes and that he could explain everything. I reluctantly sat down on a bench with him. "It wasn't me who called you last night," he said. I mockingly asked, "Who was it then? Your twin brother?" "No, I don't have a twin. Physically, it was me, but it was my other personality," he said. I looked at him. He seemed pretty serious. "You mean like in that movie Split?" "Yes," he said. "But in that film, the guy had 24 personalities. I just have two. The second one comes out only when I'm really stressed out or sad." I wasn't sure whether to believe him or not. I anxiously asked, "Well, are you getting treated for it?" No, because he never communicated with anyone in the outside world before. He has a diary. He writes down his experiences whenever he takes over. I learned about what he did to you in the morning from the diary, he said. I didn't know George too well, but it didn't look like he was lying. I stood up and said, I'm really shaken. Give me a few days to think. Anyways, I'm late for school. He stood up as well. He began talking in a low voice as if to ensure the other George wouldn't hear us. Please don't say stuff like this. I'm not a dangerous person, but I can't control him. What you said may upset him. That evening, I talked to my mom about all this. She started laughing. The stuff you kids fight about is a lot different from when we were your age. We used to watch Hollywood movies. You actually live them. Mom, I think he's telling the truth. Will you talk to my dad about it? I asked. She frowned. Don't bother your dad with such silly stuff. He's working two jobs to take care of us. Do you want to know how much money your brother's dental work cost last month? She said. I don't, I said angrily. Let's hope you won't regret not taking me seriously. I didn't know what to do. I needed to share this with someone and get some advice. I Googled multiple personality disorder. I read through a few links and got even more worried. I could try seeing if George's parents could help me, but I hadn't even met them yet. I didn't even know where he lived. He only mentioned the neighborhood in our conversations. Was it a good idea to go to the police? I was sure they wouldn't take me seriously without a crime being committed. George hadn't called since our conversation in the morning. Maybe it was his other personality that called me, but he thought I was cheating, and he had this idea simply because he couldn't reach me for a few hours when I was at the hair salon, so he wasn't normal either. I had a crazy boyfriend, and I had no idea how to get rid of him. Next morning, there were 93 messages on my phone. You'd think they were from George, right? Nope. They were all from strangers. I think George went online and posted that I cheated on him and shared my number. These messages were from people who wanted to punish a cheater. I read 5 or 6 of them.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
It was unbelievable how people could judge someone they didn't know and harass them. A few more messages came in before noon, and finally George popped up. He called me as I was going to the store. It wasn't me who gave out your number. It was him. He acts independently of me. I'm scared of him too. He only comes out when I'm really sad. I'm begging you, please don't make me sad. We have to make up, or it will be terrible for both of us. I was so upset. I started crying. He kept on talking, but I stopped listening. I just threw my phone onto the road. I watched as a car ran over it. And then another one. I just wanted to get rid of him. And the first step was getting rid of the phone so he couldn't reach me anymore. I was very nervous as I walked back home. He could just appear from behind a corner. But nothing happened. I calmed down when I got to my room. He could no longer call me. And if he came up to me on the street, I'd just scream for help. I'd go to the police if I had to. Yes, the right thing to do was to end this relationship once and for all. I was ready to fight for this. Nothing happened the next day, or the day after that, and the day after that. I still felt like something bad was going to happen, but everything seemed to be okay, so I began to relax. I guess my psycho boyfriend was now my psycho ex-boyfriend. On Sunday, I was watching stuff on YouTube when my mom came into my room in a panic. My brother had gone to basketball practice earlier. He was supposed to be back by now. He wasn't answering his phone. My mom called the coach. She was told that he left with everyone else when practice ended. Finn was just 9 years old. The basketball court was really close to our house, so he'd walk by himself. As my mom was thinking about what to do, that bad feeling I had resurfaced. Could George have done something crazy? Yes, it was possible. Should I say that to my mom? I finally decided I had to tell her. She panicked even more and called my dad. He left work to come home right away. My mom decided to look for Finn along his route before calling the police. Her phone rang just as she was leaving. It was Finn. She answered anxiously. "Finn, where are you?" she asked. Her eyes widened. Her shoulders fell. "He wants to talk to you," she said. "He wants me? Who wants me?" I took the phone. "Taylor, it's George." I inadvertently said, "Which George?" "Taylor, my carrot. There is actually just one George. I know I scared you. I lied to you. I don't have a second personality. I thought you'd take me back if I scared you. I love you so much. Please forgive me. Finn is with me, but he's totally fine. That was the only way I could get you to listen to me." My head was buzzing. Did he kidnap Finn to make up with me? Was he going to hurt him? "George, where are you? Let Finn go. He's so young." "Okay, I'll meet with you. You can call me from Finn's phone. We'll communicate through it. But Finn has to come home now." He was quiet for a while. He was probably thinking about what to do. "Okay, I'll drop Finn off by your house. I have my dad's car with me. Should I pick you up? I really need to talk to you," he said, begging me. "I can't meet you in the state that I'm in, but we can meet on Monday. We'll talk as much as you want. Please bring Finn home," I said. Finn was home half an hour later. He said that George approached him on his way back from basketball. He told him that he was my friend and that he could drop him off at home. Finn naively believed him. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, George was nice to him. The whole thing got resolved before Finn could understand what was happening. My dad went to the police station to file a complaint. What George did was a serious crime with a serious punishment. We later found out that when you kidnap a child, the punishment goes up by 50%. I never saw George again. He didn't call either, but I'm almost sure that one day he'll just approach me on the street. I hope that doesn't happen. But if it does, it won't be good for him because I'm not afraid of him anymore. I just pity him.
Hey everyone, I'm Riley. Unfortunately, my family broke up because of me. I had to make a really important decision. I thought about it long and hard, and I think I made the right choice. But I'm still not 100% sure. Put yourself in my shoes when you listen to my story. What would you have done if you were me? I knew that my mom and dad were having some problems. This was all because of my mom. She couldn't tolerate my dad at all. She snapped at him every chance she got. My dad is a very easygoing person. I've never heard him say anything bad. He's good to the point of being naive. That's why I couldn't accept my mom's behavior toward him. But I could see that my dad loved my mom despite everything. One day, when I was looking at my mom's Instagram posts, I realized that someone that I didn't know had given likes on all her photos. I thought that was very strange. The man's account was private, so I couldn't see who he was. My mom stopped working when I was born. So her social circle consisted of her friends from university and the mother she met through my school. But it looked like my mom had an admirer. As far as I could tell from the tiny profile pic on his account, he was quite handsome. I Googled his name, but nothing came up. I didn't want to ask my mom about it, but I was really curious about what was going on. Whenever my mom would post a new photo, I'd check if the man gave a like to it. I noticed that he never missed one. I realized something else as I looked through her photos. She had stopped posting photos that we took together. The last 15 or 20 photos were just of her. One day, while she was busy in the kitchen, I came up with a plan. My dad was still at work. My mom's phone was charging in the living room. She came to check something on her phone and then went back to the kitchen. I grabbed the phone before the screen got locked. My heart was pounding like crazy. I opened Instagram and looked at her messages. Just as I thought, there were tons of messages between her and the man. I looked through them. Most of it was pretty casual stuff. As I was scrolling down, I saw one message where the man said, "I miss you." She replied, Me too, but please don't write stuff like this here. My phone is always lying around at home. I got so annoyed with her. I checked out the man's profile. All of his photos were from the gym. He was either a gym junkie or a personal trainer. Turns out, my mom was cheating on my dad with this guy. I cried for a long time in my room. I felt so bad for my dad. This was the worst thing she could do to him. I decided that I had to talk to my mom about it. I called her and asked her to come to my room. "Are we communicating by phone in the house now?" she said as she came in. My eyes were swollen from crying. She panicked and asked, "What's wrong, Riley?" And I started crying again. I told her about what I had seen. She didn't deny it. "You're old enough to understand this. I'd never loved your father. Our families pressured us into getting married. I was too young to say no."
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
"This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner."
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
"We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there."
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
"But I haven't had one second of happiness in this marriage," she said. "Then you should have gotten a divorce. Why did you stay married?" I asked. "Because you were born, and I didn't want you to grow up without a father," she said. For a moment, I almost felt what she did was justified, but then I thought of my dad and got really angry. I was about to say, "My dad is a really good person. You shouldn't have done this to him," but she stopped me before I could say anything. "Do you think your dad deserved to be with me? He's a pushover. I've been putting up with him for years. Don't you dare defend him. I want to live my own life from now on," she said, and left the room, slamming the door. I was so angry that she was so comfortable with all of this. So what was I supposed to do? Was I going to be part of this lie? At first, I calmed myself down and thought for a long time. I finally made my decision. My dad should know that my mom is cheating on him, and I had to be the one to tell him. I'm going to tell you this part really quickly because even remembering that night hurt me. In short, when my dad came home, I asked him to come to my room, and I told him about the messages and the conversation I had with my mom. He was shocked. His face went red. His eyes watered. As usual, he acted so nicely. "Perhaps you misunderstood. Let me talk to your mom," he said. He came back quickly. "Riley, your mom is gone," he said really sadly. He gave me a note he was holding in his hands. It said, "I didn't want to leave like this, but I'm still really happy that I left." My mom knew that I would tell my dad everything when I called him to my room. While we were talking, she quickly packed some clothes in a suitcase and left her husband and daughter. You can imagine what happened after that. Our life completely changed. My dad tried hiding it, but I could tell that he was having a really hard time. I, on the other hand, kept on wondering, did I do the right thing by telling him? But what else was I going to do? Pretend like I didn't know my mom was cheating on him? My dad must have felt that I was struggling because one night at dinner he said, "Riley, you did the right thing. And your mom did the right thing by leaving. Neither of you had another choice." I felt relieved after he said this. "So what happens now?" I asked. He smiled. "We'll clear the table," he said. I knew what he meant. We were going to move on with our lives. We didn't have another choice. Days were going by really fast. I was aware of my mom's absence, but it was really odd that I didn't miss her at all. Every time I thought of her, I just felt empty inside. She had abandoned me. "I want to live my own life from now on," she had said. She had preferred another life and another person to me. One evening, something unexpected happened. My phone rang, and it was my mom. I wasn't sure if I should pick up. Why was she calling me? Did she regret leaving? I decided to answer the phone. She sounded really sad. "Riley, sweetheart, I miss you so much. Can I see you tomorrow? There is something really important I want to talk to you about," she said. I felt like I missed her too, but I didn't want to admit it. I turned ice cold and said, "No, you can't, because I don't want to see you," and hung up the phone. I was really nervous, though. Had I done the right thing? What was so important that she had to tell me? Should I tell my dad that mom had called? I went to bed with these on my mind. I was so confused the entire week. I was glad that my mom was sad and that she missed me. But if that was the life she wanted, why did she miss me? I didn't say anything to my dad. We had settled into our new life and everything was calm. I knew he was thinking of my mom all the time, but I didn't want to stir things up again. That Saturday, I woke up really late. It was almost noon. I grabbed my phone and looked at my messages. There was a message from a number I didn't know. I couldn't believe my eyes. Riley, please help me. Come here with your dad and save me. I'm sending this message from someone else's phone. I'm going to delete it now. Please show your dad the location I sent. I read the whole thing again. Yes, this was definitely mom. I checked the location. It was about 3 to 4 miles away from our house. What had happened? Who were we going to save her from? I ran to my dad and showed him the message. He panicked. Are we going to go? I asked. He said, what kind of question is that? We have to go and at least see what's going on. When we were in the car, I noticed my hands were all sweaty. I was scared, but at the same time excited that I was going to see my mom. I was also really curious about what we were going to find. After driving for a while, we finally got there. It was a tall building. I counted the floors from the car. There were 8. Was my mom on one of them? How many apartments were there on each floor? Why hadn't she written the whole address? Maybe she didn't know. Maybe she was brought here by force. Whose phone did she text from? Where was her own phone? I was asking my dad all these questions. He was nodding and looking at the entrance of the building, clearly worried. Just then, a man came out and I recognized him right away. It was the man that my mom had left us for. One look at him and you could tell that he spent his whole life at the gym. I said, "That's him," and my dad knew what I meant. He was holding onto the steering wheel with such force that I wondered how we'd get back home if it broke. In a desperate voice, he said, "This is beyond us. We need to call the police." The police arrived shortly. We told them what we knew. They entered the building and checked each apartment one by one. They found my mom in a small apartment on the 6th floor. When they brought her out, she ran to us right away. She was so happy and wanted to hug me. I felt bad for her, so I let her hug me, but I didn't hug her back. We learned about what happened as my mom was talking to the police. The man brought her to this apartment. She thought he lived there, but she found out that the apartment was rented out daily. Apparently, he was married. When she found out, she wanted to leave, but he wouldn't let her. He took away my mom's phone. He'd lock the door when he was going out. My mom sent the message from his phone when he was sleeping. The police asked, "Why didn't you contact us instead of your daughter?" My mom mumbled something, but didn't give a coherent answer. I'll tell you why she didn't call the police. She wanted to use this situation to make things up with us. If she had called the police, they would have saved her, but we wouldn't have known about it. She contacted me because she wanted us to witness everything and see her as the victim. According to her plan, we'd pity her and forgive her.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
If she had been planning all this, she must have really wanted to win us back. But would she have wanted us back if that man was single? Of course not. She would keep on living the life she wanted with that man. But when things didn't go her way, she wanted to take advantage of her bad situation. The next day, Dad and I went back to our calm life. A few months later, my parents got divorced. I obviously chose to live with my dad. My mom has the legal right to see me, but she doesn't have the guts to do it. Because she can imagine the things I'll tell her, and she's scared to hear them. Well, that's about it, guys. Telling my dad that my mom was cheating on him completely changed all of our lives. What would you have done if you were me? Please write in the comments. I'd love to know.
Hi, guys. I'm Aubrey. I'm 16 years old. I want to tell you about something that happened when I was 14. It was a really difficult situation. I had information that would change the life of the person I loved the most. I couldn't decide whether to share that information or not. It was one of the hardest times of my life. Wondering what I'm talking about and what I ended up doing? Let me start at the beginning. 4 years ago, my mom, my dad, and I had a happy life. I loved them both, but I was more attached to my mom. To me, she was the best mom in the world. She was a very loving mom. I never wanted to be apart from her. I could never wait to get home from school. As soon as I got home, I'd tell her all about my day at school. She'd listen to me patiently, try to understand me, give me advice, and plant kisses on my cheek. One day, I was called out of class. My dad was at school. He looked really sad. I asked him what happened. He said that mom had a car accident. When we got to the hospital, I learned the sad truth. She had passed away. I cried so much. Why did this happen to me? I had so little time with her, I thought, breaking down. I had lost her when I was only 12. I had to live my life without her from that moment on. A year had passed after my mom's death. My dad and I were doing okay. One day, he said that he was going to get married. No way, I said. I cried. I objected. I tried convincing him not to do it. He said that he made this decision because I needed a mom. I had a mom. And she died, I said. But he didn't listen to me. Now I had a stepmom. And it was a really annoying situation. I started living with a total stranger. Honestly, she wasn't treating me badly. I was the one being mean. I'd get annoyed with her even if she was asking what I wanted to eat. I acted like a real brat. I just wanted her out of the house because I didn't want anyone to replace my mom, so I kept on picking fights with her. My dad was obviously aware of this. One day he said, "Whatever you do, things won't change. She's a part of our family now. You need to accept it and learn to live with her." It looked like I had no choice. She wasn't going to leave. After that, I stopped being so mean to her, but I didn't try to be friendly either. One day, we were on a school trip. We were visiting museums in the city. We got off the bus in front of a museum. I was surprised to see my stepmother's car parked in front of the next building. What could she be doing in this part of town? She worked all the way on the other side of town, and that's where she should be right now. I got curious. I left the group and walked towards the car. There was a coffee machine on the back seat. That was odd. We had a coffee machine at home. Why did she get a new one? The other bag was filled with cosmetics. In another bag, I saw a bunch of clothes. I became suspicious. I made up an excuse and called her. I asked her random questions, trying to figure out where she was. "I'm at work," she said. She was blatantly lying to me. That night, she came home empty-handed. She hadn't brought anything that was in the back seat. Did she leave them in her car? I made something up and went outside. I checked the car. The back seat was empty. I was shocked. She had lied about being at work and she hadn't brought all that stuff home. Why was she in that random neighborhood? Did she leave the bag somewhere? Did she have another house there? Was she there with someone else? My mind was full of questions. Was my stepmom cheating on my dad? I couldn't sleep that night. I was so angry. If that was the case, my dad would be so upset. And she was acting like a mom on top of all that. I had to tell my dad. He had to know the truth. But what if I couldn't prove it? He already knew that I wasn't a huge fan of my stepmom. He could easily think that I was making it up. I had to prove that she was actually cheating on him. I had to get proof before I told him. So I started keeping an eye on her. She never came home late. She didn't really leave home apart from work hours. Was she just being careful? I managed to figure out her phone's passcode so that I could check her social media accounts. I secretly checked her messages the first chance I got. It didn't look like she was cheating. There were no suspicious calls either. Maybe she deleted those? All my research turned up nothing. I was really angry. One day I overheard a conversation my dad and stepmom were having. My dad wanted to go on a family picnic on the weekend. My stepmom said she and her girlfriends had made plans to go for breakfast. I heard the name of the restaurant. I'm going to expose her now, I said to myself. The weekend arrived. I left the house telling my dad that I was going to study with a friend. Was my stepmom really having breakfast with her girlfriends, or was she lying again? I caught a cab to the restaurant she'd mentioned. I looked inside, trying not to be seen. My stepmom was really there. She was with her girlfriends, just like she said.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
She hadn't lied. Despite my suspicions, I couldn't prove she was cheating on my dad. A few days later, the truth came out when a written notice was delivered. It was a traffic ticket for my stepmom's car. She had driven through a red light. She looked at the notice, trying to remember the incident. She was sure she hadn't been in the neighborhood it mentioned. Suddenly, she remembered. My dad had her car that day. His car was being serviced, so he took hers. I looked at the ticket. I was so shocked. It was the day that we were on the museum trip. I immediately looked at my Instagram photos to double-check the date. It matched up. My dad had been in that neighborhood, not my stepmom. He was the one who had done the shopping and didn't bring them home. Makeup products, coffee machine, a dress. I was going to lose my mind. Was it my dad who had been cheating all this time? I went to my room to calm down. No way. My dad wouldn't do such a thing. Maybe all that stuff on the back seat were presents for someone. I don't know, maybe the coffee machine was for work. I tried to come up with reasons why my dad wouldn't do this, but I was still suspicious. I had to learn the truth. I secretly got into my dad's social media accounts. I can't tell you how disappointed I was. My dad had been seeing another woman for months. I couldn't stop crying as I read their messages. They were meeting up in her apartment. I had lost my trust for my dad. What's worse is that I found myself in a dilemma. I was really angry when I thought it was my stepmom who was cheating, right? I was going to tell my dad once I gathered some evidence. What was I going to do now? It was my dad who was cheating. It was my dad who was the bad guy, not my stepmom. He may have married her against my will, but he still made a promise to her to be loyal. He was pretending to love her while having an affair with someone else. I didn't know what to do. I was really confused. I thought for days. What was the right thing to do? If I hid the truth, what kind of a life would I have from now on? I had a photo of my mom in my hand, and I cried, thoughts running through my mind. I suddenly remembered something that my mom had told me. People might be hurt when they hear the truth, but it's still their right to know the truth, she had said. I wasn't going to hold it in any longer. I decided to talk to my stepmom. I told her everything, starting from the moment I became suspicious of her. She was really sad when she heard that my dad was cheating on her. She cried and yelled for hours. Finally, she left the house saying she couldn't trust my dad anymore. It was a horrible night. I had destroyed my dad's marriage. I felt guilty, even though I believed I had done the right thing. That night, my dad blamed me for betraying him. He stopped speaking to me. We became like strangers living in the same house. Without my stepmom, the house felt totally empty. When she was here, I just wanted her to go, but now I wanted her here. I was also really sad that she had left like that. I know that my dad was trying really hard to make things up with her. but she said that nothing would be the same again and didn't come back home. A while later, they got divorced. For ages, my dad kept blaming me every chance he got. "You're the reason my marriage ended," he'd say. One day, he unexpectedly said he wanted to talk to me. He was talking to me in a very calm and low voice. He said it was his fault, not mine, that his marriage had ended. I was shocked. It was the first time I saw him cry since my mom's funeral. I made a mistake. I wasn't honest with my wife, and I paid the price for it. But none of that is your fault. We both know that. You did the right thing. You just told the truth. I'm proud to have a daughter like you, he said, and hugged me. We talked and cried for a while, letting everything out. Now we have a much better relationship. We talk about almost everything. I feel happy again after a very long time. You know the weirdest thing? I started seeing my stepmom. It's like my real mom and my dad broke up and I ended up living with my dad. She and I talk a lot. I feel really close to her and tell her everything that's going on in my life. I can tell this makes my dad happy. She can never replace my real mom, but I'm happy to have a really good friend. Thank you so much for listening to me. I don't know if you think I did the right thing. Please share your thoughts in the comments. If you want to write up your experience, you can send it over to the email address in the description box. Bye!
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.